We're back.
Yeah, my boot's on. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Step in somebody.
Too easily offended anymore.
Just want to laugh.
I'll give you about a 5-foot power cable with that, maybe a little longer, I can't remember, but it's got ring terminals on the end, and then there's a power pole on the back of the radio, so that should get you what you need.
And just take it right up to the power supply. The truck stopped right at the end of the on-ramp.
Last night.
Our drivers find a place to park.
We're down in Florida on I-95, they want to make the speed limit 80.
That. The car will last about 10 minutes at 80 miles an hour.
It's fast at 80. It's like, man, you talk about some wrecks.
Excessive, but, you never know.
Haven't seen the final laps of the Daytona 500. What happens when you all bunch together?
Back down here south of 290.
It holds off until you get to work.
This idiot would just get out of the left lane going 50 miles an hour. Everybody in the middle lane won't pass him.
We were in Lowe's yesterday and that, and we were just glancing at the push mowers. Man, they got some huge battery push mowers.
We have a couple, I think, that take two batteries. I'm not sure if both batteries are hot, but it might just be a second battery storage. But the one I've got is only single battery, but they've got something you can mow on them for a while now. I think it's 30-inch wide, and that's an 80-volt battery, which is like a kilowatt hour.
Had like a 30-inch cut on a push mower.
Yep. Our 80-volt mower is a 30-inch, but that's about as big as a push mower is going to get, but that is pretty huge for a push mower. 2-inch tractor today. My Husqvarna is about to bite the dust. It's spitting smoke out like crazy and burning a lot of oil. So it's got like 500 hours on it, and it's definitely at the end. So I'm going to order our 80-volt 42-inch tractor today.
It's like those zero turns. I can't get it through the gate.
I do the zero turn because they're just too wide, and then my gate is barely wide enough for the 48-inch deck on the Husqvarna, but a 42-inch zero turn is going to be wider than that in the butt, so I'm just going to go with the riding tractor, get the 42, so I have a little bit more space to fit in the gate.
Electric riding tractor, I knew they had them in the zero turn.
We have a 46 tractor. Hitch on the back.
Removable battery, or is that groups of batteries?
It's for three removable 80-volt batteries. So we have a 10-amp hour and a 14-amp hour 80-volt battery, and the riding tractor will take three of them.
That thing's got some serious power behind it.
30 horsepower.
Just those batteries to last, 2 hours, 3 hours.
A couple of acres, but Fred, come on in here. You double with Patrick for a second.
I'm sure he's in W4FCM. I'll call John when you're done. W4FCM listening.
Back he's around if you want.
Yeah, a little early with the storm, man. We'll get him up. It's pretty rough here. 5 o'clock, boy. Place is rocking and rolling. Room lighting up, shaking thunder, but probably with 30 mile an hour wind. We'll see if my dipoles are up. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Hey, thanks, guys. Carry on. I'll see you in a little bit. W4FCM. Go eat some breakfast. Drink some coffee.
Good to hear you. KO4HK.
Good morning, Fred. KN4GFW.
It's 23 horsepower equivalent. It'll peak out, if you're at maximum blade speed and run over some really tall stuff, it can do that kind of power for short term. And I figure for what we need it for, we got a half acre lot, front yard, backyard, it'll be perfect. And then, never have to worry about air filters and oil changes and spilling gas everywhere and, no belts or anything to replace or anything like that. So, just easier for me.
less noise than small engines. Them things are so noisy sometimes.
The weekend, that there's some city somewhere that banned that noise. I know that like the entire state of California did it, but like municipalities everywhere are starting to ban yard work between certain hours because those things are so loud. Patio on Saturdays, and that's all we can hear off in the distance is just freaking small gas engines everywhere.
Engine question.
Shoot.
It's got an older riding tractor, I don't know, a yard man or something like that, but I think it's got a pumps on it. Put a new carburetor, spark plug, new fuel, new battery, and that, and it rolls over, and he said it cranks, but it won't stay running. Any ideas?
Got left there is a magneto, so it's firing and then dropping out.
There is that you would need to replace other than that, but unless they got the wrong carver on it or something, can he get it to run if he leaves the choke in a little bit, or is it just not going to happen?
No, I'll get a hold of him. He stopped working on it yesterday, and then, but I'll catch up with him and find out the particulars.
And to run with the choke in a little bit, it just means it's running super lean. It needs to be richened up a little bit. And I don't know if these carburetors are adjustable anymore, but it could just be the mixture is off.
Got a manual choke on one that old, right?
It certainly has a manual choke, but the other thing would be if he changed the air filter, just make sure there's no air restriction because if it'll run with the choke in a little bit, it's running lean for some reason. I guess that wouldn't be an air restriction. It would be rich if it were air restriction. So, that's all I got.
As I could think of, too, Ken. They're pretty simple little machines.
Keep rating when they don't run.
Occasional fuel-injected small engines now, though, so that's a good thing.
Hardest for you to work on, right?
Yeah, you never have to work on it.
That for chainsaws, so ain't no reason they can't have it on lawnmowers.
Oh, never heard of it, but that's great. Particularly one of the mowers, they might be all reserved for Home Depot. I'm not sure. They're all on the water now, but they're a little late this year. But hopefully they'll let me buy one.
Just one of them, anyway.
Talked about getting the 80 volt batteries that it comes with too, because we're starting to have a whole bunch of accessories for those now. We've got an inverter that works on one of those. That'll be a cool thing to have.
Three.
It's about 9 by 12 by 4. Three.
That's just a little bit bigger than that 60 volt battery DeWalt's got.
The DRS went off.
I said just a little bit bigger than the 60 volt battery that DeWalt's got then.
Pulling the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3 and hope everybody has an awesome day and stay dry and safe, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 KFW.
Have a great day. KO4HKX.
Stay safe. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.
See how that all performs for you when you get it. KO4HKX. WTUJKT, you still there?
Looking up the dimensions, it's 16 by 9 by 4.
Well, I'm going to stop and grab some fuel, and then I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
LWTUJKT.